Willie Tausch begins now. Let's circle back to Matt LaFleur briefly and take a call. Let's talk to Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for holding on. What do you got?
Zing things. Visit Tria.com.
What the? Jeff.
What happened there?
I think Jeff took another call.
Oh, Minnesota. Well,
all right.
There's a recorded voice at the end.
Yep, Jeff's not getting any airtime. Bye, Jeff.
Okay, well, that went well.
What the heck? You can't take another call.
Hey, Made Him Believe is tonight at the Orpheum Theater, and you're not going to want to miss it. Jesse, are there still tickets available, or did we reach the sellout?
I think we're about at the time where you cannot buy tickets anymore, since the event starts in roughly 6 hours. So, no, we are not giving away any more tickets to Made Him Believe, although we are super excited for the event tonight. Thanks to everyone who will be part of it. I will be there. I look forward to seeing those
will
who are in attendance.
Will your parents be there?
They will not be at this one, no. They did not scan the QR code the way that many people did to access tickets. But it's going to be a big, crowded house at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Madison. A lot of fun. I went over there yesterday, saw a little bit of what's going on. We had some meetings yesterday about everything happening. It's going to be in amazing night tonight. I can't wait to fill you in on how it all goes tomorrow.
So I got a text while I was drawing the comparison between Tausch almost getting to watch yesterday's baseball game without knowing the outcome. I got a text that every time I bring up the 2014 NFC Championship game in Seattle, I get a too soon. It's now more than a decade ago. Tausch, when it comes to that team that lost in the national championship game after having a 9-point lead on Coach K, is it too soon, or are you happy to be celebrating them? You've felt as a fan, if I recall you saying that correctly.
Yeah, I think it went from the biggest high to the biggest low as a fan, I would say, was that. There is no doubt that that team deserves to be celebrated, and there is no doubt that there's still going to be a lot of pain that is brought up when you're going to talk about that Duke game. So it's not like that ever goes away, and I don't care what athlete you talk to. You could talk to LeBron. You could talk to Shaq. You could talk to anybody, that Tom Brady. Talk to anybody that has had multiple championships, and you would think, man, those will trump anything. And I would bet, if you ask Tom Brady what his biggest memory is, it's going to be the pain of losing that Giants Super Bowl when they're undefeated. And athletes are just wired that way. You're going to always feel a certain way about things that maybe you didn't get done in comparison to the ones you do. And is that healthy? Probably not. So I think tonight you're going to see, you'll hear a lot of celebrate. Obviously, that Kentucky game, the Omni Hotel, everything that was great. But I would bet that Frank and that Josh and that Sam will all be sitting there telling Brusty, man, we had it. We were right there, and we didn't get it done. So it's a celebration, but I'm sure there'll be some, a little bit of residue, a little bit of scarring that happens when you play athletics, that if you haven't done that, that probably means you haven't done it at the highest level.
Not to correct Jesse publicly, but
this would be important to correct publicly, although I'm still trying to get all the information.
If you go to uwhoops2015.com, uwhoops2015.com, then it redirects you to Ticketmaster. I didn't go through the checkout process, but there are at least, I can tell you there's at least 8 tickets left. I do know, and this is not a spin, I do know that we are close to capacity. But there are some tickets available. Go to UWHoops.
You can still scan the QR code. Who knew?
You may, if you want to risk it, but if you go to the website and then you get the tickets sent to your phone, you're taken care of. They may even be able to sell tickets at the door. That I don't know. But I can assure you that if you've been waiting to go to this or unsure of what your schedule was tonight, I'm here to report, having actually gone to the website that we've been promoting for months, that there are tickets still available for purchase. And they're only $27. So I think you'll get your money's worth if you choose to go. So again, UWHoops2015.com. Made him believe tonight in Madison at the Orpheum Theater. And Jesse will be there. If you need a little sweetener, his parents will not. Jesse, I assume that you chose to put this in the A block of the 11 a.m. hour because you also want to do trivia about that team in Wilde and Tausch trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
You would be correct. First question, can you still buy tickets to Made 'em Believe? Yes, maybe, or no. The answer is yes, you can. UWHoops2015.com.
Yes, no, whoever listened, why would anyone ever listen to Jesse?
The 2015 Wisconsin men's basketball team is the subject of Wilde and Tausch trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Well, it was 2015 that the game was played. They had a 9-point lead. I don't want to get into that. I'd rather go caller 15, caller 15, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 15 plays Wilde and Tausch trivia about that 2015 Wisconsin men's basketball team. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you.
A nice box showed up at our door earlier this week from Vortex Golf. There were some very excited golfers in our house. When it arrived, you'll be excited too if you win one of the swag bags, if you're drawn in tomorrow's drawing. But to get there, you got to get as many questions you can right in Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Time for trivia presented by Vortex Golf. Tausch, what's your participation level today?
I am good to go. And who is our... Did we say who our contestant is yet?
No, today? I did not. I wanted to find out what your participation level was first.
I'm ready to go.
Great. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Elijah in Poinette. Elijah, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. Good, thanks. How about you guys?
We're great. Thanks awesome. For asking. All right, good. Question number one. In 2015 Wisconsin men's basketball trivia.
All right. In which city, which some have called the best in the U.S. for hosting major sporting events, was the 2015 men's Final Four held? Is it Indy, San Antonio, or Delafield?
A. Let's go with A.
Correct.
Yes, Indianapolis, sir. It is. As Tausch mentioned, they drank the Omni Hotel out of Coors Light. Question two is this. Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker were both selected in the first round of the 2015 NBA draft. Which current Milwaukee Bucks player was also selected in the first round of that draft? Is it Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, or Kyle Kuzma?
Ooh. Go with C.
Kyle Kuzma is incorrect.
Oh, I was going to go B. Mm.
Bobby Portis selected out Dying of the... Did he go to Arkansas?
Yeah, he was Pig Suey. Yep.
There you go. All right, let's bounce back on question three, Elijah.
Mm-hmm. The 2015 men's basketball team lost only four games all season, twice to Duke, once to number 14, Maryland, and one other game against which unranked Big Ten opponent? Is it Penn State, Nebraska, or Rutgers?
Who they lost to?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can you repeat the answers?
Penn State, Nebraska, and Rutgers.
Let's go, Rutgers.
Nicely done.
There you Frank go. Missed that game, if my memory serves me, up in Piscataway.
It was up at the Rack, and it was the same night as the Dez Bryant game that we were just talking about a couple of segments ago, Packers-Cowboys in the NFC Divisional Round at Lambeau Field.
Frank missed the game because he didn't want to try and tape the Packers game. He just wanted to watch it live.
It's possible.
That may have been the case. We'll find out tonight. It made him believe at the Orpheum Theater.
I don't even think Frank's not even a Packers fan, is he?
Yeah, I don't think he is. Elijah, you
but
got
then
two
again, Brust wasn't a Packers fan then either. Now he is. So I guess things can change.
Elijah, you got two out of three. That means you got three of the possible four entries into tomorrow's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Quick NBA draft question. I know we haven't gotten to, Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple, but did I see this correctly? Rutgers had two first-round picks yesterday?
You did.
Yep.
You did see that correctly.
They were 8-12 in the conference and 15-17 overall.
That is correct.
Yeah.
What
now,
am
is
I
Ron
missing?
Harper's kid, is he a Rutgers guy? Ron Harper's kid, or is that not the...
Dylan Harper was one of the Rutgers kids, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, not only that, Jason, I think there's two in the top five.
Yeah, really early. I didn't know exactly how early. Dylan Harper went second. And then Ace Bailey, not to be confused with Ace Frehley, went fifth. You're right. Two in the top five. How are you 15-17?
Must not have many bigs.
I got Alex Strolf at the other three positions.
Dang. It's a tough shot at Strolf, but fair.
Well, if he was playing Division I Big Ten basketball. I'm confused by this. For those of you that did not tune into the NBA draft, as I didn't, Cooper Flagg did go number one as expected. Con Knipple went fourth to the Charlotte Hornets.
The highest drafted Wisconsin resident of all time. Since the dawn of time, there has never been someone born and raised in Wisconsin who has been drafted higher than Con Knipple.
Yeah, and what's crazy is 16 months ago, he was playing against Domofsky's kid. And now he's the fourth overall pick. That is wild. Wild, wacky
wild,
stuff.
Wild stuff.
Speaking of wild, wacky stuff, Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Sober if I'm breathing, racing to the moonlight, and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far. I'm Star Wars.
You will see him tonight at the Made Him Believe event, for which tickets are still available, contrary to earlier reports. Just scan the QR code on your screen or go to uwhoops2015.com, which will redirect you to Ticketmaster, and you can get your tickets. You will also see him on Sunday with his parents at Hard Rock Casino Rockford for the Terry Bradshaw extravaganza, which will not be starring Aaron Rodgers. Although maybe a surprise appearance. But right now you get him in Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
Jesse, can I jump the route here briefly? Because you've got some good stuff lined up for Wonelli. But I do want to say this. Just to reiterate, because I did have the draft on while I was doing some other stuff last night. Tausch and Justin Garcia fixed it. Because I definitely lost interest with the Bucks not having a pick. But I would have had more interest in tonight if the second half of the first round was tonight. So, Tausch, it was your idea, and Justin wholeheartedly supported it. Lottery picks on night one. Yeah, rest of the first round and the second round draft, on night two.
I think it's a little too early. And you're talking about a potentially transformational player. I didn't sense the buzz for this year's draft.
I agree.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Nope.
I was wrong about the Brewers and the expectation, how that all played out yesterday, it looks like, as I just checked the poll. But this is, you're talking about some dude that potentially is going to like take the NBA by storm, and the NBA draft could not have been more blech.
Had the finals wrapped up in 5 games, there would have been roughly 10 days before the draft. Would that have made it better?
It would have been better, I think. I don't know. I don't know if they just, obviously the NFL just is a lot bigger and a lot more interesting to me than the NBA is. But this should have been more. I don't know if it's more drama if you don't know who the first pick's going to be. I don't think that's the case. And probably the fact that the Bucks weren't going to be picking last night probably maybe was a little bit too. So, all in all, just blah. Yeah, I don't know, they need to do something different. This ain't working.
Is it weird that they do the draft before free agency opens? Because, obviously, the NFL free agency opens, a month? Sometimes more before the draft in late April. So you get some player movement first, then you can draft based on what you need. As opposed to, the finals end on Sunday, then the draft is happening 5 days later, and then free agency opens after that. So some teams know what they're doing.
The problem the NBA has, they have the summer league, and that's a big part of what they do. And you have to be done. You have to have the draft done so that your young guys go out and play, and you can start that process. I think that starts probably there around the 4th of July. So it is what it is. It was as less buzzy as I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I don't like the timing either. I don't know about the NBA. Like, I think Evan was the one who mentioned it on Tuesday, or maybe it was you, Tausch. I mean, you had on Game 7 of your finals a trade involving one of your future pro basketball Hall of Famers, right? The KD trade on the day of Game 7. Nobody's making a trade on the day of the Super Bowl. Like,
I think not.
They need to work on their scheduling a little bit. Sorry, Jesse, agree. I know you got other stuff you want to get to. Wonelli.
NBA draft was
Whoa,
one of them.
Wonelli!
That's good. I would like to motion to vote to stop trying to come up with new nicknames for The Miz.
Are people doing that?
Yes. People are,
like
I don't, I don't know if I'm sold on the nickname The Miz, but you should still try to come up with a different one. Like, The Miz is a perfect...
Like, who is saying this?
I've heard some of our shows doing that. I've heard I've seen
Call
it on social media. I don't
Call them out.
I don't remember exactly
it?
Which ones they were. So the last thing I want to do is throw a stray at someone
Rutledge.
Who doesn't need
was
to.
Was it Rutledge?
I did
Probably
hear them.
Rutledge.
They were calling him Big Miz yesterday, which I don't know if that's one that they've invented or are trying to get to catch on, or if that's something he's gone by
why
already.
Why do we need to? Because he's like Randy Johnson tall.
Because
he's that tall?
6'7". Yeah, like. The Miz is a perfect nickname. His parents were wearing the shirts that said The Miz when he made his debut. It's caught on nationally. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. The Miz is the nickname. Let's ride with it because it's an incredible experience for Brewers fans right now to have a guy like this taking the baseball world by storm.
I agree with Jesse.
Me too.
Whoa, Nelly! I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't hear the outrage that you're hearing. I guess I'm not listening.
There wasn't outrage. It was just
you came in here kind of hot, saying, you don't like this. This is ridiculous.
Since we piled on him, I know Alex Strofe was one who on Mr. Irrelevant, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the ESPN Milwaukee and Madison YouTube channels, when the debut was made, said, I don't know if I'm sold on the nickname The Miz. That's already the wrestler. Let's see what else we got. I didn't know there was a wrestler by that name. The Miz is perfect. Roll with The Miz. And you've already seconded my motion, so no further discussion needed.
Whoa, Nelly!
It's true. There is no discussion needed.
When you go to the dentist, Beck and I have both experienced this in the last couple of weeks. You may or may not know I stepped out at this time yesterday to go to the dentist.
To go to the Brewers game. Yeah.
When the dentist asks, what's new with you? It was pre-anything in the mouth.
Oh, okay.
But this is a person that I see once every 6 months, if that. Sometimes I had to delay this appointment, so it was even longer. And I'm trying to think back, when's the last time I saw the dentist? And how extensively do I answer this question for someone I see so infrequently? Becca said she just said, oh, I'm good, and didn't elaborate any further. I said, well, we went on a cruise. I was on a jury. Our dog had a big surgery. At that point, I felt like I was going too extensively into what the dentist cared to know about my life. So how do you answer the question for someone you barely ever see, what's new with you?
It depends how talkative you want to be. I really think that and it's usually not the dentist, it's the hygienist that is doing it because they're the ones spending all the time. The dentist pops over, unless you got something major wrong,
mm-hmm.
pops over, talks to you for, what, 2-3 minutes, and then deuces be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they want to talk to you either. I'm convinced. I think the hygienists are more interested in just knocking it out than going back in their room and waiting till their next appointment comes in. So let's just cut to the chase. You say, I'm good. Hope you're doing well. I'm going to just turn it on to whatever channel. And if you want to say something, great. Because you can't talk once you get in the chair. You're at best going to have, 2 or 3 minutes? Talk a little small talk, and then we're good here. We're good here. That's how I would approach it.
Do you think they really care? Or are they just
making
conversation?
Yeah. I don't think they care.
I don't think so either, but at the same time, do you want them to just not even bother to go through the motions?
Yeah, you don't want them just coming
and say... Yeah, I'd rather just say, hey, it's been 6 months since you've been here. Anything new? All right, let's get to work.
What's up? Open up. That's what you want.
What's up?
Yeah, I think
open
that's what...
up.
Yeah.
That's what you want from the dentist. You don't want any pleasantries or any conversation or any personal interaction.
I think we're missing the point here because I think most clients that go in, that's what they want. But I do want my hygienist to feel good. So if they're super chatty people, all right, let's talk. But I would bet most of them are just like, man, oh, God. Let's just fire some stuff here. Let's get this thing done and move it along. And if that's what they want, let's just give them what they want. I think both parties feel like you have to manufacture something that doesn't need to be manufactured. So maybe the new thing should be go into the dentist office and it should just be, you want small talk? Nope. Let's get to work. Boom. Move it along.
You think they should have you just fill that out on the
on
paperwork
the form.
You do
Absolutely.
Right before?
How yeah. talkative
that
would you like
last
your
question.
Hygienist experience to be?
That should be the last question in, like, the hygienist, do you want small talk, yes or no? And if you say no, you just move it along.
Whoa, Nelly!
Josh DiMaggio said that they have that for Uber. Is that true?
I think it's like quiet car, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hit quiet on.
Yeah, you can request like no interaction with the driver, minimal interaction.
I would think dentistries would do the same thing. I don't think they'd have a problem. Matter of fact, I'm guessing eye doctors, they'd be fine with it too. Now, there's a little more interaction with an eye doctor.
Yeah.
You have to say, oh, left eye, right eye. So,
but the eye doctor, you don't have to see every 6 months. You see the eye doctor a lot less in most cases.
It's fair.
So I would want less. Like, I don't care about telling the eye doctor what I've been up to. Like, that person doesn't know me at all. The hygienist kind of knows me, but not really.
Do people really get attached to their hygienist like you do with your, like, barber? Or do you just say, just give me the next appointment? Well, you know, I want it to be 6 months on a Wednesday. And normally, I mean, most people try to do it around their work schedule. So, like, I think for what I do, I have a dentist appointment coming up in August or September. I always do it after 12 so that I can work.
Is it on the calendar?
Which I think most people do. And it's not as if you're scheduling out that far, it's not that it's that tight of a schedule that, well, I have to work at 11 or I have to have a dentist appointment at 11. Mm. Putting a lot of strain on other people. I don't know if that's how that worked yesterday or not.
Because you were also gone when Jesse left.
That's rich.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, Jesse, why did you have to have your appointment when you did?
Because, okay, originally the appointment was scheduled the week of the NFL draft.
Hunter and I had a great time, by the way.
I heard.
Fun.
I listened on my drive. I hadn't realized when I scheduled it 6 months out the previous, you know, whatever you call that, cycle, that it was the same week as the NFL draft in Green Bay. I thought it was the week after. Turned out I was wrong. So I thought, okay, well, that's not going to work out very well. So I switched it from there. So I called ahead then, a couple of weeks in advance, said, when's the next time I can get in? They said, we can get you in. I said, preferably the afternoon, because unbeknownst to some of you, I am pretty conscientious of trying to schedule things around this show and avoiding the window of work when we are on the air each day. And so I called and said, is there anything available in the afternoons anytime soon? And the earliest thing, they said, the best we can do, there's a noon on June 25th. And this was 2 months ago. The earliest we can do is noon on June 25th.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, well, what's the next available after that? It was sometime in late August was the next available, which I find hard to believe, but so be it. So I said, fine, I'll take it. Little did I know Tausch would have a golf outing that would end up being more of a headache for the sake of the show than it would have needed to be.
It wasn't that big of a headache. It worked out great. All right, that's it for Woe Nelly. We look forward to wrapping things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time.
So tomorrow, which I believe is coming up in the lyrics here, I want to talk about David Bakhtiari, because Tausch sent me a picture during the show, and we joked about it earlier in the week about Craig Karmazin and I discussing David Bakhtiari and then me texting him and him having his read receipts on, but him not replying. Maybe that's because he is plotting a comeback. Maybe not. I don't know. But we'll talk about that tomorrow, because I would love to finish there, but instead we need to finish with where the poll stands.
Will D-Bock be at Squat Fest tomorrow at Camp Randall Stadium?
Ooh, I don't think so. But he'll be working out at Proactive, apparently. They also sell ice cream. All right, Jesse, where do the poll results turn out?
Today's poll, did the Brewers-Pirates game featuring The Miz versus Paul Skeens live up to the hype?
I got a hunch I got blown
Because
up.
Tausch said it absolutely did not, in most part because by the time he got home to try and watch it, because his plan fell through to record the game, The Miz had already been removed from the game. 75% say yes, it did live up to the hype yesterday. Which, if you want to spin it, means one out of four people that were at the game
agree with Tausch.
Theoretically agree with Tausch.
Yeah.
So there is that. But three out of four saying, yes, yesterday's game live up to the hype.
And three out of four dentists, four out of five dentists surveyed recommend Trident gum and not talking to your patient. Tausch, do you feel better, worse, or the same after that result?
I feel about the same. I think we all get caught up in big moments. We all want everything to be great when we're anticipating great things. And sometimes it doesn't live up to it, and we still want to make it out like it's a big, great thing. I thought yesterday was awesome in the fact that they filled the place up, and it sounds like, not from Jesse, because he just faked like he was there by taking a picture, but it sounded like it was a raucous environment. That is great. That's what we're looking for. It's great for AmFam Field. It's great for the Brewers. But when you, in essence, have the game wrapped up in the second inning and the pitchers don't even make it halfway, at least Skeens, I don't think you could sit there and say it was some dynamite deal. It didn't live up to the hype. That's my opinion, and it seems as if our audience does disagree with me in a 3-4 clip, which, man, I'm all right with, but that's how I feel.
Kevin in the YouTube comments just wants you to call him Miz, not The Miz. Guessing Kevin does not remember the Seinfeld episode with The Wiz, or
nobody beats.
Didn't they call Ozzie Smith The Wizard, not Wizard, right? The Wizard.
I think it was The Wizard.
Yeah. I think I'm okay with the, but again, maybe that's an old person term. Jesse?
Maybe.
Not the isn't an old person term. That's a word that gets used a lot, but putting the in front of the rest of the name.
Sure.
That's what I meant.
Time to go.
That's it for us today. Maybe we'll come back tomorrow. Maybe we won't. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.